Okay. It is the middle of June now. I'm just getting off of my vacation. Oh my gosh, I went to Hawaii. To go meet up with Lisa, who had been helping out with Josh and Alejandra with the coming of Moises. And, golly. I took 2 weeks off from work. And it was very restful. Very restful. I didn't think about work much at all. And it was great. Hope I don't pay for that too dearly. I don't know if people come back and say, hey, even though you're on vacation, you're expected to check your email and take care of whatever comes up. And it's like, oh, so it's not a vacation. It's, yeah. But, you know, I am the worst for just taking everything and looking at it, you know, glass half empty sort of guy. I don't know if that's a terrible sin in the culture it is. It's like, oh no, you should never be down or feeling bad. If you're not, you're doing something wrong. It's like, oh. I don't know if that's a problem. I don't know. I worry sometimes, not for myself particularly, that a lot of people who are depressed because people are supposed to be deliriously happy all the time. That's kind of the crown standard. And I don't think that's good. I don't think that's good. Because it does. It almost makes you anxious about not being happy all the time, and it just rips you to shreds. And I think there's a lot of value to people who are frankly, are a little negative and who like I always say, you know, I usually expect bad things to happen, and when they don't, I feel pretty good. You know, I feel blessed. I think a person that's a little pessimistic, or maybe even a lot pessimistic, I'm going to have some carrots, is probably more prepared for challenges that come than somebody who's like, oh, I'm always happy. understand. I'm one of those too. Sub-Saharan Africa. And he was talking about challenges. And facing challenges. Ponder myself. The funny thing is, lately, I've really when I do introspection, which I probably do more than is healthy, I find myself not knocking myself around so much. You know, saying I'm not living up to things, I'm not doing a good job, I'm being too lazy or something like that. I'm not amazing on any level whatsoever, but I look at it sometimes and I go, you know, Jason, you step up to challenges, man. You could have stayed at a job that was much more comfortable. You know, Eastern, you know, I would look at it not in that way. I was saying, you know, frankly, I'm getting a little bored. Not that there wasn't challenges to face, but right. at the job I have now. Demands a lot more from me. Now I wonder if it's just about money, or if God's trying to push me to stretch myself a bit more. Sorry for the carrot. And it's like, you constantly pause and you go, yeah, because I'm eating the carrot. Perhaps he's preparing me for something. I don't know. This is the last carrot, so hopefully the pause will slow down. Who knows? But I keep getting more challenges, and they've got God's fingerprints all over it. Once in a while, I wonder what God has in store for me further on. I hope it's not information technology. I hope it has more to do with some attributes that I've had to develop over the years in coping with the circumstances I found myself in, perseverance, jobs I do. I dive into them head first. I never know what questions to ask about what the job entails. So like I said, I've gotten accustomed to diving in head first, figuring things out as I go. When I was younger, I think I tended to pull back a little bit. took a big job. And got scared. I ran back to something safe and undemanding. I was going from Roundtree to Wick. Pretty safe job. As far as that, I went from Wick to working offshore. Bizarre. I was absolutely an act of God getting that job. They should not have given that to me. But I stayed there for 2 years. Longer than I think anybody anticipated. Job gave me confidence. I don't know. Frankly, I struggled with the people I worked with. I don't know. But what I can say is, I think it was definitely a stepping stone. For what needed to happen. Oh, this looks like some kind of emergency vehicle up here. Okay, they're going on. Alright, well anyway. So yeah, now I do what some people would consider crazy. I don't even think I really even give it much of a thought. Challenge. I won't be surprised if after I'm done with this job, and I'm not going to predict when that's going to be. The plan is to do this until I secure this amount of money in full for my pension, which will happen in 4.5 years. But technically, I have enough time and age to draw my pension in about 2 years. I don't know what the circumstances will be in 2 years, so we're just gonna take a look. I'm hoping to stay in here until I can draw the pension. Everything more that you throw at it, makes the pension a little better, you know. Another quarter that you spend. Add some more money to how much pension you're going to get. Of course, it wouldn't be the first time that I've been in a position where, I put these down here so things smell better in here. It won't be the first time when I've just had to leave something. You know, the daycare center, we left it to basically had to walk away, and the lady who picked it up afterwards, she got the benefit of it already being licensed and ready to go, and you know, it was a wonderful blessing for her, and I started looking at it that way. You know, hey, you know, I was an instrument toward blessing, toward her being able to enjoy something of a blessing. She ran that place, I think, for at least 20 years. And I helped her get started, sort of. Sort of. And that's where comes my whole thing about being kind of a curious instrument. You know, I'm being blessed too, so it's not like I'm not a recipient of it, but we also are tools, hopefully, for the Lord to use to bless others. And that's okay too. You can't get better about such things. I'm sure in the beginning I was a little bitter, golly, but I think I moved on from it, I hope. I feel better, and I don't look back with any kind of anger or anything. I'm not mad at anybody for stuff that happened. Anyway, so, oh, now I'm eating orange. I have been blessed all along the way. I've been taken care of. Along the way, I can't speak to my sanity, particularly. But, always taking good care of us. Well, the challenge has grown over time. Yeah. Have I met those challenges well? Sometimes. You know, like I said, you know, if anybody comes back and says, oh, he's so amazing, and you go, don't even start with me. I said, I can catalog my weaknesses, my, frankly, cowardice. My income goes up, it goes down, you know. I have no plan. There is no plan to anything. Opportunity pops up, seems like a good thing to do, and I do it. Sometimes I get a job, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'll work for years to try to change jobs and it just doesn't happen. Anyway, so yeah, let me tell you, I am no example to follow ever. I didn't have a plan. Basically just took whatever kind of showed up. You can say, wow, well, let me tell you, you make pretty good money. And you go, yeah. If I would have had a plan, I'd probably be making more. I don't know. I don't have a clue. If nothing else, I think I have hope that I've been following inspiration. And isn't that the best thing that we can hope for? To get the inspiration that we need when we need it? That was an interesting thing coming out of a talk by Edward Dubay and Lesson for this week, Elders Forum. Some thoughts that came out of it. And I want to keep these recordings on the short side. I figure I've been doing ones that have been way too long. and it's going to be good to do ones just of a normal, you know, of a decent length. Let's see how long this one is so far. 30 minutes? That's not bad at all. Still haven't decided yet whether I'm going to take the slow road or the fast road. Don't have any clue. I'm thinking, since I left home just before 8 o'clock at night, it might be useful to take the fast road so I'm not coming in so late to the crash site. So I'm thinking I'll probably stick with the fast road. But I don't usually know what I'm going to do until I'm directly presented with it. Are you going to go this way? Are you going to go that way? Yeah. So, okay, well, the next recording, I guess we're going to figure it out. So that's it for this one. Talk to you later. Bye.